How's everybody doing? Keith Ferrante here, coming to you live right from my house. A little bit warm today, coming to you in San Juan Capistrano, and was just pondering out in my beautiful backyard about what do you do when you don't know what to do? What do you do when you don't know specifically what God is saying about your next season? What do you do when you aren't clear about something? You might be hearing God for little things every day. Praise the Lord for that. But you're not hearing him for the strategic next season. Maybe he's dimly speaking to you. Maybe he is giving you little hints, but you don't know exactly what's going on. It feels like a brick wall is in front of you. Feels you have a sense of something here, just sort of holding things back. And you know, of course, there's a lot of different things you can go to. Number one, when you're in this kind of a season, which God takes all of us through, by the way. But first of all, we got to make sure that we're not in it because we did something. Like you know, Jonah was in that season of the whale and the disconnection, and he wasn't hearing. He knew he was in rebellion to God. And so there was things happening in his life that he knew he needed to deal with. So it's like, you know, when you're in those seasons, like what do you do? First of all, make sure you're not in disobedience. Then secondly, if you find out that, okay, to the best of your knowledge, you're doing everything God's asked you to do. You're not intentionally trying to rebel against him. Now, he could show us stuff. He can show us stuff that we just don't see. And it's kind of holding us back. But if he's, you know, until that time, we have to assume that we're doing the will of the Lord. When you're in those seasons, remember Graham Cook wrote a book called Hiddenness and Manifestation. And when you're in the season of hiddenness, God is doing some stuff in you. It's not manifestation of vision and purpose and clarity and all this. It's hiddenness. You're in this cave. It's like God is doing some stuff in your life. He's doing some refining in you. He is teaching you to rest. He's teaching you to trust his voice. He's teaching you not to lean on your own understanding. He's teaching you to be patient. You know, scripture, there's two different seasons about there's a season of understanding, a season of beyond understanding. And we always think understanding is the highest, but actually trusting the Lord with all your heart and leaning not on your understanding, even of how God does spiritual things in your life and how he advances you, how he gives you vision, purpose, business. Like that is a higher level. Remember Daniel, he was praying for 3 weeks, and then the angel finally came and it said that, you know, I was resisted, but then I came, so I can give you some understanding. Like there's an angel of understanding. I'm thankful. Sometimes when I see 333, I'm thinking of Jeremiah 33:3, call to me and I will show you great and mighty things you do not know. I know God wants to give me some understanding. So I'm so thankful for that when I get understanding. Isn't that like when you need something, seek him, seek the Lord, knock, and he will be found. But what happens if you're seeking him and months and months and months are going by and you're not hearing anything? Well, then you have to rest. You have to rest and trust that you're on the right track and God's doing something inside of you and there's a timing of things. Patiently, James 5:16 talks about patiently, well, not 5:16, but James, Let me see that. James 5, be patient then, brothers, verses 7, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmers wait for the land, waiting patiently. You too be patient because the Lord's coming is near. Don't grumble against one another, brothers, or you'll be judged. The judge is standing at the door. You know, when we're not getting breakthrough, we start grumbling. We can be tempted to grumble. So we have to be careful not to grumble because the judge is standing at the door. Who is the judge? The Father, your Father. He wants to act on your behalf. He wants to kick butt on the enemy. He wants to take him out. Verse 11, as you know, we count as blessed those who have persevered. What does that mean? Joyfully be constant. Don't quit. Stay constantly in the game with joy. You've heard of Job's perseverance and see what the Lord finally brought about. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. So the Lord judged, finally brought about Job breakthrough. He got double portion. He got reward. So if you're in a season of silence, if you're in a season of I can't hear, I don't know clearly where the season is going, you might hear God for your daily bread. You might hear enough for the things that you need to do right in the moment, but you can tell it's not, that next thing is not unveiling. It's a chapter waiting to turn. It's a page waiting to turn, and God's wanting you to rest and enjoy. And that's hard to do. Take note of the prophets. Scripture says, as an example of patience in the face of suffering. Like, if a prophet can be patient, that's a lot, because prophets see the future, and then they got to be patient. So little, so slow. When's this going to come to pass? When's God going to bring his promise to pass? Abraham was a prophet, and he had to wait until he was so good and dead. His insides of his body were so dead. He could not have a child because God promised him to be father of nations. He could not have a child. You know what's so cool right now? It's 333. It's 333 right now. So as I'm speaking, it's 333 right now. And I just saw 69. What is that? That's about it. That's a California verse. God wants to give revelation about California, how to flip California. Isaiah 6:9. God said he was going to flip California from Isaiah 6:9 to Isaiah 9:6 from a people who don't understand. Isaiah 6:9 to 9:6. The government will be on their shoulders and the government will have no end. God wants California to carry his government, the government of heaven, and not be a stubborn people that don't listen. And he wants to bring revelation on it. And by the way, that's why we're having our event just in a couple weeks. If you're having to watch this beforehand or listen to this before our event, July 13th through 15th, we would love to have you tune in. But if you want to tune in, you got to tune in. You got to get your ticket. You got to go to www.engageyourpurpose.com and join us, because God is going to reveal some stuff about California, about each person's purpose, and about the next season in this time. And first night of that, a three-day event, is going to be awesome. I'm going to release some stuff on what God is saying over California, bring some clear insights that are going to help you that are in California navigate it. If you're from another county, state, region, nation, you're going to get revelation for your own particular geography. So it's going to be a real strategic time where God opens the heavens and brings us clarity. We need clarity, don't we, guys? When you're in the season of, what's God saying? I can't hear anything. I don't know where I'm going. We have to, like, I've been in one of those seasons. That's why I'm talking about it. I've been in one of those seasons for months. And the Lord was just telling me recently, Keith, you're birthing something new. You're 7 months into the birthing. Woo, only two more months. Something's going to pop out. A baby's going to pop out. Can't you tell? Kind of big. Whoa. Actually, I look like I'm wearing that tank top. I was just thinking about it as I'm looking at myself. I kind of look like that guy in the Karate Kid. Karate Kid 1. He was the bad guy. He wore them tank tops. I'm not the bad guy, but it's like, oh, that's what it reminded me of. He got taken down by Mr. Miyagi, the original Karate Kid movie. Those were, we love watching those. But the judge is standing at the door. He's standing at your door. He wants to bring breakthrough, but he's looking to see if you're patient. As an example of patience, you to be patient and stand firm. He wants us to. Don't grumble. Stand firm. Don't quit. How do you stand firm when you're in this season? You know what I have to do? I've been fighting almost daily with the word of the Lord. I got to dig in. I get on my phone. I get on my, I get my notebook, the prophetic words that are typed out on the phone, and my notes, the ones I listen to, one I've typed out by, written in hand in my phone. And I just listening, meditating, trying to glean, trying to catch some little nuggets to encourage me, to remind me of God, what he said, because God never will send you into a place where you do not know where you are going. He won't send you somewhere and be like, oh, I'm giving you nothing. You're not going to get there. He'll always give you something. So if you need an insight for finances, he's going to give it to you. He's already told you. And if you worship him and begin to thank him, begin to recount the testimonies of God's faithfulness, begin to strengthen yourself in the Lord, then he will be found by you when you call out to him. Now, he might not reveal everything to you right away, because he might be growing some muscles in you. He might be growing this perseverance, this strength inside of you, this ability to joyfully be constant, to remember and hold on to the word of the Lord, to make the Lord himself your focus. Like, he's looking sometimes in these seasons where you can't hear and feel. It's like, okay, Jesus, you're everything. Pure devotion to Jesus has to be primary. It can't be financial reward. you know, platform. It can't be a breakthrough for your business, breakthrough for your whatever thing you're doing, ministry, something. It's got to be, it has to be to glorify Jesus. And this season, I've just been like, God, you can have it all. Burn that, whatever. Not physically, of course, but like it's yours. My ministries, everything that I'm doing are yours, God, because I want at the end of the day to be all about your kingdom. And Lord, I can advance your kingdom with or without this stuff. And if you don't want me to have this stuff, just Lord, I just give it everything to you. I want to glorify you, Jesus. You're what it's about. And I have to remind myself, Jesus, you're what it's about. You've taken care of me. You've provided for me. You've protected me. You've opened up the doors for me. You've given me clarity. You've given me blessing. You've given me so many amazing things to do. You've given me so many amazing words about where you want to take things. Some powerful words about nations, about presidents, about CEOs of ginormous companies, about influencing America and influencing the nations and influencing Europe and Asia and raising up prophets and walking with apostles and being an apostle and being a prophet and having this amazing family to do some amazing stuff with. I got to remind myself of all the amazing words God has said, the property he wants to give me, the houses, the businesses, the buildings, the stuff he wants to give to me, he wants to give to you, to fulfill your purpose. But in those certain seasons of you can't see anything, he sometimes just makes you go, I don't need any of that. I just want you, Jesus. Then he just recently, I saw him in my spirit reaching his hand out saying, come on, come out on the water. It's like Peter, come out. I want you to walk on the word. And that's that moment where you're going to be in fear or you're going to be like, Lord, I trust you. You're so good. You're so faithful. And guys, let me tell you, I get afraid. I get worried. I get anxious. I start getting all bottled up. I get a little grumpy when I'm bottled up. It's when you're birthing, when you got a baby, I need pickles. I need ice cream. I need M&Ms. I love M&Ms when I get in those spots. M&Ms, Ruffles. So I'm trying to be healthy, man. I'm trying to be healthy. But you get in those spots and you're eating comfort food because you're feeling pain. Watching movies, and then it's like nothing works. It's like, okay, fine. I'm in this season. I can't see. I got to go worship. You got to find the Lord, and you got to get self-centered again. There you are, Lord. And I go find him on the piano. Go find him on a walk. Go find him in the word. Go find him in the prophetic word. Go recount testimonies of his faithfulness. He's never let me down. He has never let me not be taken care of, never let me not find my next season. So if you're in that place of like, I want to find the next season, I don't know what it is, you're in good company. God's with you. He's for you in the journey of the squeeze. I've been in that squeeze for some months now. You know what happens? He starts showing you your motives. When you're in the hiddenness and in the valley of the shadow of death, it seems like death, it is, but it's death to the old season and life to a new. You're going to go squeeze and you're going to lose stuff through that little valley. And as you go through, you're going to get to the other side. And all of a sudden on the other side, you're going to be like, whoa, it's a broad and spacious place. He set a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Now I'm eating. Now I'm blessed. Now I'm goodness and mercy's following me all the days of my life. And I'm dwelling in his house forever. But in that season of the squeeze, it's like, you're just like, I don't know what words, what sounds, what you I can do to describe this place that I'm in, but it's like, Jesus, I need you. And then this praise starts rising up because the praise has got to bust you out. I call to the Lord who's worthy of praise and I'm saved from my enemies. Psalms 18:3, it's like, oh man, I was surrounded, it says in Psalms. I was surrounded, the enemy came at me and I was in a pit and I cried out and God reached his hand down and he came down in the clouds and he released lightning. He released the lightnings of God and the suddenlies of God. And all of a sudden the word of the Lord came and he booted out my enemies. As I just said, I don't care what people think or what people say. I want you, Jesus. I need you. I love you. You're my everything. And we worship him like crazy. We shout his praises. We give him glory. And then he shows up. He comes because he's like, there's my son. There's my daughter. They're worshiping me when they feel nothing. They're worshiping me when they feel pain. They're giving me glory. They're dancing like a fool when they don't want to. This today, I was out on the beach early morning. I'm like, I woke up feeling blah. I gotta go find Jesus or else I can't start the day blah. I'm always listening to him. What's he saying? What's he saying? What's he saying every morning? A little song in my ear that I go try to find it and put it on the play it. A little word, a little scripture. He speaks in the morning. He speaks to us. He's trying to help us. We got to pay attention. He's tuning us in to deeper thoughts, deeper revelation, deeper breakthrough. And so I'm in that place this morning at the beach, and I could just feel, man, you can feel that bottling, because there's breakthrough on the other side. There's breakthrough. God's expanding you. He wants to birth something. He wants something new for you. He's taking you into a season where a bunch of people behind you need you to break through, you to apprehend the promises of God, you to step through to the next place, to ascend the mountain, to go higher up the mountain, to not camp out where you're at. You got to go. You got to break the cap off. What used to be your breakthrough is now your cap, and you got to bust it open, and you got to get to that next place. You can't be like, this is good. This is good. This is as far as I'm going. It's a temptation, let me tell you. In these last couple years, it's been a temptation to be like, wow, Lord, this has hurt a lot, taking this new territory. I'm in no man's land, my wife and I and my family, but you know what? We've found God. We found greater favor, greater authority. We've learned some things. We've increased in value. We're working with higher level influencers. God's meeting us. We live in, he's grown our economy. He's grown our faith. But in the same moment, it's like, God, I need you. You're my everything. And then you go higher. You go higher. And I was praising this morning. I'm like, you know what? Regular praise is not going to work. I got to do a jig. I got to do a skip. I got to skip. I got to rejoice. And I was skipping and I was rejoicing and I was lifting my hands. And you know, it's on a wealthy beach and there's people walking by and you're like, but you don't care. When you get to that point of breakthrough, you're tired of not hearing. You got to raise them hands. You got to be like, you're everything. You got to jump and dance and twirl. You're giving them a sacrifice of praise. You don't get to offer that in the normal. You don't get to offer that in the good times. You get to offer that in the painful times. You get to offer that in the time where you don't understand. But you don't have breakthrough. It's a wonderful season to trust him. Lord Jesus, I trust you. If you want to lead me day by day and I don't have to figure it, and I'm not going to figure it out, oh, your grace is going to have to guide me every day. It's going to be grace. He's reminding me. I was watching my son with some of his new friends down here and they're worshiping and he's helping facilitate some encounters in our backyard and in our house, and it's so beautiful, and it just stirs me up to fall in love with Jesus fresh all over again. Oh, the innocence of first love. And I'm just reminded, oh, Jesus, it's all about you. It's not all about this big thing that I'm trying to build and I've built, and all these prophets and all these business guys and all the finances and all the mountains we've pushed through and all the resistance and learning all these new things and just misunderstanding with different people and just all the things prophetic people go to through. The people of God go through if you're taking territory. It's like, it's about you, Jesus. I love you. I love you, Jesus. You're my everything. You're my enough, man. I feel the presence of the Lord on that. You're my enough, Jesus. You're worthy. You're worthy. Wow, I feel it right now. You're worthy. You're worthy, Jesus. You're worthy. You're worthy of it all, oh God. So wherever people are at, if they need understanding, remove the eyes that can't see. Woo! You're coming to California. Come on, who's coming to California? Because you're coming to California, a place where people do not see. They don't understand. So that's what's happening right now. Those that are partnering, interceding for California, like we're going to meet in California in a couple of weeks, are going through, I can't see. I don't understand. But he's going to bring us to that place of Isaiah 9:6, from Isaiah 6:9 to Isaiah 9:6. He's going to flip things. He's going to flip California. I love it. I love it, because I'm feeling the presence of the Lord right now. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. That's different than politics. Government is different. Government's the leadership of Christ. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor. Signs and Wonders Consultant is another name for that. Signs and Wonders Consultant. That's who I am. A Signs and Wonders Consultant. That's Jesus in me. Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. That's what's coming to California. The government of God is coming to California. It's already rising up and there's already worship happening here. I'm thankful for that. There's harvest. There's souls being saved. Your God's doing something here. But it's like, how does this flip? Well, we don't have to understand. We just have to walk through that journey of not understanding and praise him and raise up the government of God, which is established on Isaiah 22:22, the key of David. The key of worship. As you worship, woo! As you praise, I will place on his shoulder the key to the house of David. What he opens, no one can shut. What he shuts, no one can open. I will drive him like a peg into a firm place. He will become a seat of honor for the house of his father. This is what God's going to do. This is what God did to Jesus, but he's doing for you and I as we worship. And when you need breakthrough, you worship. When you need clarity and understanding, you worship. Because worship begins to help you to see him. And you might not see everything you need, but when you see him, all of a sudden grace will come. You'll get strength. You'll realize, oh, I can do this. God is with me. He's so good. And so, Father, we pray for the key of David to fall on every person here. Isaiah 22, 22, I pray it to fall on. Every person watching, listening, we bless you. We love you. Thank you for your faithfulness, God. I pray for sight to see. I pray people in their situation, seasons where they're trying to get understanding. I pray you'll just remind them of prophetic words that are going to help them get sight, to help them in the season that they're in, to make it through to the next season, to give them courage, to hold on to that word. Remember 1 Timothy, Paul's telling Timothy, don't forget the prophetic words. Some have forgotten, and so they've shipwrecked their faith. 1 Timothy 1, 18. And don't, by recalling them, you might fight the battle well. Don't, like, you got to recall them. You got to recall them. Some have shipwrecked them and so have shipwrecked their faith. Some have rejected them and shipwrecked their faith. Don't reject the word. Don't think, it's not, God, it's not going to happen. You got to just recall them. You got to remind yourself. You got to create a battle strategy. You got to be, oh, God, this is what you're doing. Woo! We praise you, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for what you're doing, God. You're faithful to Heather, myself, Micah, Macy, Lord Jesus, her new husband, Landon. Thank you for my family, Lord Jesus, for Emerging Prophets, for the biz people that you call me to work with, for the Global Reform, Lord Jesus, umbrella that you've given us, Lord Jesus, for the new things you're doing, Lord, for the body of Christ, for the nation of America, for California, for the nations of the world. Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness. We give you glory. We thank you, Father, that you are the King of Kings. And we look at you and we say, God, we thank you for the shifter. You're the shifter of the seasons. You turn the time and it's a timing issue and you're the one turning the time. Lord, as we bless your name, we give you all the glory and praise. And I bless you guys that are on here. May you be so blessed. And I hope to see you in a couple weeks at our event right here in California or online. Watch us. Go to www.engageyourpurpose.com. Prices are going up right away. You got to get your ticket right now if you want to be a part of it. If you watch this later on, that's all right. Be blessed. Catch the impartation that's on this journey. And come see what God is doing, because God's going to flip California. It's the greatest thing that he's doing. And he's already doing it right now. There's already a seed happening. There's already a starting point happening. The resurgence is happening now. The rebirth is happening now. The revival is happening now. There are signs of fresh awakening in the earth right now. Worship, harvest, souls, hungry people stepping up and awakening. Come on, be a part of it. Join in. You can do it. You're not missing out on anything. Go for it. It's your time. It's my time. Peace.